All right, hold on. Does anybody know exactly what happened to Cakes after the show? Any of the producers?
He says it's shocking.
No, he really sold this to us.
He said it was shocking, I mean, so I have a guess.
I think it was shocking, personally.
I have a guess.
I was shocked.
Are we going to be... All right.
It's a little personal, this guess.
Sure. Go
right Cakes ahead. Is a box. My guess is, like, your kids are all going to college, basically all out of the house.
Okay, yes.
My guess is he had sex in a room other than the bedroom.
No.
It's a great solid
That would
guess.
Be shocking for and, Cakes. But
that's incorrect.
Didn't you say it happened on your way home?
It happened. I just framed it as it happened post work yesterday.
Right, but did it happen on your way home or at home?
It happened on my way home.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm going to say you had a wave, a poopy wave,
okay,
and you had to stop somewhere and deposit.
It's not. You're
not. Because that's something that never really happens to you.
I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
It was bathroom related, but it is not for the reason that you're thinking of.
So the shocking thing would be that you didn't use the Homewood and you used these facilities.
Poop on the poopy.
That would be shocking too. But that was, I guess that could be the shocking element of it.
So it happened on the way home. It did involve.
Did involve a bathroom.
On the way home while driving?
No, not while driving.
Mm-hmm.
It's while I was in another location before I made it home.
Yeah. I don't know. You got into an altercation in the bathroom with somebody else.
Again, you're really close, but I'm going to have to give you a buzz.
Oh,
you saw someone urinating in public.
No.
You saw an animal in the bathroom.
No.
Oh, like a snake coming out of the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, on my way home.
That's all we could do on the
My routine is, if I'm going to run, I stop at the Teddy Roosevelt Park, which is it's on my way home. Because if I don't stop at the park, I'm going to get home and I'm going to look at the couch.
Right.
Or I'm going to put a pizza in the oven. I'm going to do anything. I'm going to do whatever I can to avoid running and working out. So by going to the park, it's a great spot to either walk or run, do whatever on the island or run down to the Pentagon and run back to my car. So I just get the run knocked out, get it done before I get home.
Knock it out.
So yesterday I pull up at the park. I park my car. And because I slam so much coffee and soda with coffee flavor in it like I did yesterday, I've got to use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And about a half mile into the park is a bathroom, a men's and women's room together. And I approach it, and as I'm walking to the door, I hear water running in the men's room. And then I'm like, oh, this is suboptimal. That means somebody's actually in the bathroom. And I like this bathroom to use it by myself. I don't like other people to be in there because it's kind of dark. Like, it's not the most well-maintained bathroom on the planet. I'll just leave it at that.
It's an outside public restroom.
It's dirty, smelly.
It's dark. It's dingy. It's poorly lit.
It definitely has terrible, terrible paper towels. I guarantee that. If they even have paper towels.
They have the weird urinals that are... They're like set into the wall that are like 4 feet high, and there are two of them.
Right.
And of course, there's no barrier between.
Correct.
So as I'm rounding the corner, I equate the running water to either somebody's using the sit down toilet or somebody's using the sink. It's one of those two things happening. I round the corner, and the first sink, there are two sinks. First sink is open. At the second sink is a fully naked man. Okay. And I don't mean like he's wearing a towel or he's wearing gym shorts and like slides. Naked.
No shoes on.
No nothing on. And this floor is butt dirty.
Yeah.
Like humans have, you know, there's urine on the floor, clearly. There could be animal droppings on the floor because the door is wide open to the bathroom. Any sort of snake, badger, beaver, squirrel. Whatever else is wild turkey, whatever else is running around that park could come and do their business on the floor.
Does he look like a homeless guy?
He's older. He's like 65 to 70.
Are there clothes on the sink? Like, was he changing?
No. Here's what he was doing. He was washing his dirty black socks in the sink.
Oh.
And I turned the corner.
So he had socks in the sink, but where are his pants and his shirt?
JP, I don't know. At this point, it was either like, I didn't know what to do. I was frozen at the entranceway. I was like, oh, this doesn't compute, because I can expect a naked guy, like if I went to a gym. That's expected. In a public bathroom that looks like the bathroom that Carrie Elwes was locked up in and saw. I mean, that's the level of
the last thing you expected to see.
It was so jarring and shocking. I didn't know what to do.
Did you say hi?
Say hi. I went immediately to the urinal, and I was looking over my shoulder because, like, I mean, if
you went in,
he had to go bad.
I didn't want to.
That guy's probably like, who's this weirdo?
I didn't want to, like, this guy.
Hold up. You only had to pee. You couldn't use outside in the park. You couldn't use the trees and the bushes and everything out there.
I think I made the wrong decision. I used the urinal.
You're in such a box. That you don't ever go outside.
It was so stunning and shocking. I think I was in a minor state of shock. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to just run away or use the facilities.
When you were done, was he still there washing his socks?
Still there. Still just in the corner.
And you still don't know if he had anything other than the socks.
You know what?
He wasn't wearing anything other than he was wearing nothing.
I know, but I would have observed. He must have had pants or something stacked somewhere else.
JP, you're missing the point. Stark naked guy.
I'm trying to figure out why he's stark naked with just socks.
I'm trying to avert my eyes from looking at him. Like, the last thing I want to do is keep looking at this naked guy that's 4 feet away from me in the world's worst bathroom.
Cakes, you're a man's man, because I know one thing. If there was a naked dude washing himself and washing his socks in the sink to me next to the urinal, I couldn't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, like,
I wouldn't be able to pee.
He tinkles every 20 minutes.
Is there another bathroom down the road? No. Another,
my body would just shut down with anxiety.
Now, again, I could.
But like I said, in the run, all he's got to do, I've been in those trails.
Yeah.
Some of them, I mean, it depends which part you're running, but there are some parts that are like narrow and it's nothing but woods around you. Take two steps in. It's like on a golf course.
I just feel weird doing it out in public like that. But trust me, it crossed my mind when I saw a guy who looked like a naked scarecrow with his pubes everywhere in the corner of the world's scariest bathroom.
Cakes, for a guy that like doesn't like crowds because you think like there's going to be a terrorist attack.
Yeah, you're
and your
correct
life
on these.
Could end in a moment.
Sure,
you made a horrible decision.
I agree.
I mean, that guy could have just chopped you up in there.
He could have had a machete.
I mean, he's clearly a crazy person.
Yeah,
or there's something wrong with him. If I had a wave of duty, I would have ran out and gone off in the woods.
I know. In hindsight, I made a terrible decision. I should have seen the naked guy and immediately just pivoted, but I didn't.
I stayed in there.
I made a split decision, did my business, didn't wash my hands, of course.
Just you got the hell out of there.
Immediately bolted.
Yeah,
out of
can you imagine that? Hey, when are you going to be done with those socks? I got to wash my hands.
Yeah, I mean, that was the last thing I was concerned about.
I'm sorry,
at that
I missed
point.
It. Were you right next to him?
No, he was. I was at the urinal here on the wall. Right. He was over in the corner.
Oh, he was in the corner.
Okay. He was in the corner.
So what, 10 feet?
8 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, he was pretty close.
And there was no dialogue. I mean, nothing.
Zero
did
you hear,
did he make any like sounds?
He just kept
grunts.
He kept like rinsing his dirty socks in the sink.
Hot out there, huh?
I was thinking to myself, this guy's gonna stab me with a. You may have had it on the.
Really? Would he have won the or lost the Reggie Bush contest to Valdez?
Valdez, you would have come in second place. This guy would have won the Reggie contest.
Was he
old?
He was the big winner.
Was he old?
I mean, he looked like he was okay. I mean, he didn't look terrible, but
you didn't see any clothes.
All I
you didn't
saw,
see a backpack or a gym
nothing.
Bag. You saw nothing.
He just showed up in the bathroom naked, and I had the misfortune of showing up right after him. And I wish that some other people had come down the trail after I left, so I could have warned them as to what horror was awaiting them in the bathroom, but I didn't wait that long. I got out on the trail, and I never looked back. That was terrifying.
Well, he must have had clothes somewhere. There's no way he was just walking around the park naked.
He may have, but I wasn't going to I wasn't going to stick around and ask him, hey, man, what happened to your clothes?
Right.
Why are you naked in a horror movie bathroom in the middle of the day, like at 11 a.m.?
I'm surprised he didn't sneak a TwitPic.
Didn't have my phone on me. And now, if I had my phone on me, I might have tried and tweeted it out at Money Metal Cakes and said, look at this wacky in the bathroom.
That's kind of an upset.
What a
you didn't have your phone.
Didn't have my phone.
You don't run with music?
Sometimes I do. Yesterday I didn't.
Old school.
What kind of old school?
I've been going old school for a while.
Terrifying. Hope I never see that again. I might never use that bathroom ever again after that incident. It's now burned in my brain. I can never unsee
I would classify that as shocking.
Shocking, right?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't expecting to see a fully naked guy in a bathroom at 11 a.m.
My other shocking guess was that you mowed your lawn.
Well, I've gone on record saying
he'll never do it again.
I'll never
cut That's why my, it would be shocking.
I'll never cut my grass ever again.
Mm-hmm.
God willing. Hopefully that never happens. All right, when we come back, we will pivot and talk some Commanders. Sam Fortier, who covers the Commanders for the Washington Post, will join us next on The Fan.